Praise Jesus. Praise God. It's good to see you. It's good to have you on this broadcast. You're much, much welcome. My name is Emmanuel Soma. I love the Lord as my personal Savior. Just give me a moment to set this up. I just want to share it on my Facebook page, and so I said then I can be able to just focus on the broadcast. So just give me a moment, and just you're much welcome. I know some of you have been following for the past few days, and I know that God is going to speak to us and is going to minister to us, and I know this is a set time and a set season that God has prepared for us to hear from Him and to receive from Him. And so I'd love to hear where you're watching me from. Let me know in the comments. Let me know what God is doing to you. If you have a testimony of what you've been listening about, the spirit and life sessions that we've been having, if there are things that have been speaking to you, if there is a revelation and insight that has been coming to you, I think it will be good to hear. It will be good to get that testimony in the comments. Please do share with me any feedback, any understanding that you're having, and any confirmations that God is placing in your spirit. So those are things that I'd love to hear and just get testimonies of. And well, it is well. I don't seem to be breaking through on that, but it is well. So let's just give thanks to God. Father, we praise you. We worship your holy name. We adore you. We give you glory. Thank you for your faithfulness, your hand, your power, your mercy. You are God, and there is no one else like you, God. Blessed Redeemer, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this time that you've given us to share from your word, to hear from you, oh God, to learn of your spirit, oh God. And I thank you for the revelations and insights that you've been placing in us, oh God, and giving us the boldness to speak of your truth, oh God. I recognize it is not of human effort, it is not of my own understanding, it is not of my own capacity, oh God, but it takes your grace, it takes your power, it has taken your wisdom, it has taken your understanding, it has taken your grace and strength. And for that I am grateful. I'm grateful for what you are doing. I'm grateful for the lives of my listeners. I thank you that, Lord, you're tuning their spirits to hear and to receive this revelation truth that will set them free. As you said in your word, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And I pray that they shall be set free from the bondages of religion, from the bondages of being kept down by the enemy, from the bondages of the veils of darkness that have kept them from knowing the truth of the love of God, the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the truth of the gospel of Christ, and the things that you have freely and freely and freely given everyone who calls on your name, everyone who has chosen to believe in you. And Father, I am grateful that, Lord, you shall speak, and indeed I offer myself as a living sacrifice, that you shall carry me along and speak through me as you did to men of old. And as they spoke the word of God, they were carried along by the Holy Spirit, and I offer myself to you, O God, and I honor, I adore you, and I give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, pray and believe. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, my brother Dennis. I can see you. Happy to see you. I trust God is keeping you and your family. Anyone else who's coming online, I believe I'll be able to see. I might not say hi for now once the session starts, but I just know I value you. And it's because I just want to focus on what God's speaking to us and what God is saying. You can let me know where you're watching me from. It will be good to have that confirmation. I know this is a message that is going to go around the world. It's just in me. It's just going to go around the world. And I know it's God setting his people free and bringing us to a true understanding of who he wants us to be in Christ, and who he wants us to be, and who the full understanding of the measure of the fullness of Christ. And this is just sparked by the encounter of Jesus and Nicodemus. I like splitting the name Nicodemus. Just to say that he was Lua. But anyway, that's a joke for another day. But anyway, Nicodemus, he encounters Jesus. And this is in the book of I'll just start so that I don't waste your time. I mean, those who come on time will receive it. I mean, this message will be online. You can watch it 10 years from now. You can watch it 5 years from now. You can watch it 5 minutes from now, and it will still impact you because, I mean, the purpose of this spirit and life comes from what Jesus says in John chapter 6, verse 63. He tells his disciple, he is speaking to his disciples, and he says that the flesh profits nothing. It is the spirit that gives life. And the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. That means they are spirit and they communicate life. And what we've been learning is that the messages that we speak, the things that we speak of the truth of God might not even just speak to your ears. They'll speak to your spirit and you might not even understand it. And I will encourage you, I mean, if you're struggling to understand what I'm saying, just pray in tongues as you listen to this message. And what you're going to have is communication that is direct to your spirit, and you're going to receive a truth that is going to set you free. The truth of the gospel, the truth of the gospel of Christ that sets us free, that we understand the mystery of the fellowship, the mystery of koinonia, the mystery that Christ in us, the hope of glory, the mystery of the oneness that Jesus said, I pray that they might understand how I and the Father are one, and that also them and I will be one. That there's a mystery of fellowship that God has invited his children, that God has invited the believers. Every believer has been invited to that mystery of the fellowship, the mystery of koinonia. That is a communion. There's a place of communion that God has invited us to as Christians. And I explain that the moment you give your life to Jesus, what happens is that there is a spiritual exchange that takes place where the Spirit of God, who is the Spirit of Christ, comes and enters your spirit. And there is an intermingling. And a new creation is born. A new creature is born. And that new creature is now that new man. That, as I mentioned, that new man comes with every potential of God. That God has placed in you everything that you need to know for life and godliness. The Bible says his divine power has given us all that we need for life and godliness through knowledge of him. And as you begin to encounter, as you begin to know God, and this knowledge of God is epignosis. The word there is epignosis, meaning it's an experiential knowledge of God, experiential knowledge of truth, an experiential encounter of truth that you know, and you know why you believe in God. And it won't matter what the world will teach you. It won't matter what the media will say. It won't matter. And that is why you will find people who have experienced God cannot be shaken. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32 part B says that they that know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploits. If you know your God, and that is the same word that is used for intimacy, that Adam knew his wife. They that know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. I'll encourage you, share this video. Just if there's someone who needs to listen to this message of truth, it is revelatory. And it is spirit and life. It is communicating life. And there are things that the church has not, few people maybe may have understood, but it's a time that God is opening up our eyes and removing the scales. And you see, that's why Jesus taught in parables, because there's no way he could have fully explained it. But he said that, I'm telling you the things I'm telling you just as it is, it's what you can bear now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all truth. And I tell you, the Spirit of truth is available to guide us in all truth. And my brother, my sister, the Spirit of Christ, the same Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that was on Jesus, is the same one that you receive when you become a child of God. Is the same one that you believe when you give your life to Jesus. Is the same one that you believe when you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, irrespective of your denomination. We are breaking denominational barriers. Christ did not come to make denominations. He came to make disciples. And disciples are those who have counted the cost, who have come to the truth of knowing who Jesus is and have decided to walk the journey, the spiritual journey of truth, of knowing God through prayer, through reading of the word, through fasting, through giving, through understanding, having an experiential knowledge of God. And it starts from the point of truth. And the truth of the gospel is that Jesus paid it all. He paid for it all. He paid for your sin. He paid for your sickness. He paid for your healing. He paid for your to take you up from poverty to into prosperity. He paid for your wisdom. He paid for every gift, for the anointing. He paid for prophecy. He prayed for wisdom. He prayed for insight. He paid it all on the cross. When he say it is finished, it is finished. And there is nothing that you can do to pay for that. And the Bible tells us that all that Jesus did was for his good pleasure, in that Christ loved us. Christ loved you. Jesus loved you. That in love, he predestined you to be conformed to the image of his son, to be adopted as a child of God, to be adopted as a son of God. It is Christ who predestined you. You are not a Christian, and you will not be a Christian by accident. It is a predestination that happens. In Ephesians chapter 1, please read from verse 1. Chapter 1, just you will see the mystery of how God in his own good pleasure thought that we feeble beings, we made of flesh, he can deposit his spirit to come and live in us. You see, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit will only come upon, and for a short period, he will come on Samson, and Samson will be so strong and fight and kill 1,000 people. But now that spirit that used to come on Samson occasionally, that spirit that came on Saul and changed him into a different man, that spirit that came on Moses, that gave him the Ten Commandments, that spirit that allowed him to see God, that spirit that walked with Jesus, that came and dwelt in Jesus. And that's why the Bible says that John said that this is a testimony, that the one on whom you see the spirit come upon and rest, the same spirit that rested on Jesus. And that's why the Bible says how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good. That same spirit that came and was upon the apostles on the day of Pentecost, they received the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and they were filled, they were baptized in the Holy Spirit, and they were transformed. The Bible says these are the men that have turned the world upside down, that they did miraculous works, that great and mighty miracles were done. Peter would just walk out of the temple and the sick would be placed on his way, and they will be healed by his shadow. And then Paul took it further. He said, oh, if shadows can heal, then that means inanimate objects that have had contact with me have the capacity to carry the life of God. And he will give them his handkerchiefs, and he will tell them, take this to sick people. And everyone on whose that handkerchief touched was healed. And that is why Jesus told his disciples that, you shall do greater works than I have done. Greater works than this. My brother, my sister, when the life in Christ is a supernatural life. And that is why Jesus said that he that is born of the Spirit is like the wind. You do not know where it starts and where it goes, from where it stops and where it's coming back. The spirit life is like of the wind. When it describes of the wind, it describes the supernatural nature of the spirit life. That men who try to understand you, men who try to contain you, men who try to put you down, men who have tried to sack you from the job, men who have tried to fire you, men who have tried to say that you'll amount to nothing, men who did not give you an education that you deserve. You might have had the lowest starting point in life. But when you encounter the Spirit of Christ, you encounter the Spirit of God. And that Spirit of God, that Spirit of Christ comes to dwell in you. And each and every day, you carry the kingdom of God within you. You carry God inside you. And that revelation of that you carry God inside you is that revelation of the Zoe life, the eternal life of God, the abundant life of God, that you know that everything that you need for life and godliness is inside you. The wisdom that you need to transition you from where you are to your destiny is in you. It is potential. God gave you the deposit, the Holy Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing your inheritance. There's an inheritance that is available for the saints through patience and perseverance. Everything, every gift of God is given. The Bible says, praise be to God who through Jesus Christ has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. It is paid for in Christ. It is available in Christ. And as Christ has given us his Spirit, that's why we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And that is why we cannot willfully walk in sin, because how can we mingle the Spirit of God with a prostitute? No way. The anointing that you have received teaches you to say no to ungodliness and to walk self-controlled and upright lives in this present age. The message of the grace of God is not a license to sin, no. But that anointing is your teacher. You have a teacher. The difference between you and the world is that you have an inborn teacher that will teach you mathematics, that will teach you psychology, that will teach you oil and gas, that will show you where is the treasure. The Bible says that the wealth of the sinners are laid up for the righteous. So it is God who will direct you. He says, I will give you the treasures of darkness. There are treasures that are hidden in secret places that is laid up for the believer. But as the believer is led by the Spirit. And that is why the Bible says, Romans 8 verse 14, that they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Many Christians have come to the point of exchange. They have come to the point of reality, of the truth that they are born again. Yes, they have believed in Jesus. Yes, they confessed it, their mouth, they are saved. But they did not engage the spirit man, this new creation to grow in the things of God. They have stayed as spiritual babes. And that is why the enemy will toss them. The enemy will box them. The enemy will fight them. The enemy will lump on them curses, will lump on them generational issues, will lump on them legalities, will lump on them things that the sickness that they do not deserve. Yes, they cannot be possessed, but they are demonized. They are oppressed by the devil because they don't know who they are. And you see, what you don't know, you cannot engage. If you don't know the power that you have, you cannot use it. It's just like if someone gives you $100 and you just think it is tissue paper. You can just use it to wrap groundnuts because you don't know the value of the $100 that you've been given. Note. And it's the same thing with the Spirit of Christ, with salvation. Just because of our ignorance, we don't know what happened when we received Christ, that we received the fullness of God to dwell in us. And he created us in Christ Jesus. He hid our lives in Christ Jesus. We are created in Christ Jesus. We are God's handiwork, workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. My brother, my sister, you are predestined to be included in Christ, and Christ is in God. That means that at the same time, we are in God, we are hidden in Christ, and Christ is hidden in God. At the same time, God is in Christ, was revealing himself. God has revealed himself in Christ, and Christ has decided to dwell in us. Now, that is the mystery of koinonia. That is the mystery of the fellowship. That is the mystery that all men need to see, to come to the truth that there is a new creation that is born. That is why Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see, he cannot perceive, he cannot come to understanding, he cannot come to revelation, he cannot come to the truth of the gospel. And he says that you will not need a teacher, because that anointing in you will teach you. You see, apostles, prophets, and teachers and pastors are given to you so that they can release that truth for you. But you see, sadly, many of them have stayed like the Pharisees. Jesus spoke against the Pharisees. He said that you hold the knowledge, the key of knowledge. You hold the keys of the kingdom. You stand at the door. You yourself do not want to enter, and you're also preventing people from entering into the truth. Why? Because the moment they tell you the truth, you won't need them. Because you will come to the knowledge of the truth. You will come to understand the things of God. You will come to understand that the things that are freely given to you, that you do not need to pay for healing. You do not need to pay for anointing. You do not need to pay for prophecy. Why? Because the same spirit of Christ, the same spirit of prophecy, the same spirit of healing, the same spirit of power, the same spirit anointing is the same spirit you receive, the same spirit that Jesus had, the same spirit that Moses had, the same spirit that Elijah had, that he could run divinely with speed. He experienced spiritual transport. That Philip experienced spiritual transport, translocation, is the same spirit that is in you, that you received, but you received it as a potential, inherent potential. That's why it's called dynamo. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And that is why the same spirit, yes, my brother Dennis, the same spirit is what we have received. Anyone, whether you are Catholic, whether you are Protestant, whether whatever denomination, as long as you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, His Spirit came and breathed in your spirit and made you alive. You are quickened alive. But then you fell in the wrong hands. People who told you, no, you have to pray through me. I am the one to teach you you cannot pray unless, you cannot be forgiven unless I forgive you. Then you are taught, you fell in the wrong hands of people who say, no, sow a seed, plant, I am the fertile soil. And all these things are things that have been grieving the heart of God, grieving the Holy Spirit. And it's like, my body, please know who you are. Please know who you are. Know who you are. Come to the truth and know who you are in Christ. These things are freely, freely given. The potential is a child in you. You are born a spiritual babe. But you know, in the age, in the kingdom, it's not about age, because spirits don't have time. The time does not exist in the realm of the spirit. And so you will ask, why are there elders in the spirit? Why are there young men? Why are there children? Children, he says, I write, your sins are forgiven, because children are always falling in sin. They are playing with sin. They are living in sin. Oh, they confess today. They repent today. They confess today. They repent today. They fall in sin. They repent. They fall in sin. These are children. That's why I say, I write to you children, because your sins are forgiven. I love you. I've made peace with you. But your sins are forgiven. Just restore the fellowship. Confess your sins and walk in the light. Then he says that children, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk by which you might grow in your salvation. Pure spiritual milk, which is the word of God. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good, that is telling you that there is something called a spiritual taste. You are tasting, you are eating. It's like milk. Once you start enjoying the things of God, once you start receiving the peace of the peace, the peace that comes from the word of God, once you start receiving the blessings of marriage, the blessings of miracles, the blessings of healing, you start to realize that, oh my God, serving this God is real. Now it says, crave. As you encounter that now, crave. As you encounter him now, crave.
And now that is how you grow in the things of God. You start to understand Him. And as you start to understand Him, He now gives you. It's just the same way that when a child is born, the child cannot talk. But as the child grows, becomes 2 years, child now starts stammering and developing a language. Now you start receiving that spiritual language. You start receiving that speaking in tongues. As you exercise your spirit, you start to receive faith to faith, precept upon precept, line upon line, a little here, a little there. That is how doctrine is taught. It says, who shall God feed, win from the milk? It is the one who is weaned from the milk. It is the one who shall be taught doctrine. Because precept must be upon precept, line upon line, a little here, a little there. God desires that you grow in the things of God. Spiritual growth is not based on your age in Christianity. It is based on your hunger. That is why someone can get born again today and in 3 months' time he's healing the sick. Why? Because he engaged himself in prayer. Look at Paul. The moment he encountered Christ, for 3 days he was blind, but he was fasting and praying that God had to speak to Ananias, go and to meet this man. And he said, no, this guy has come to kill people. He said, no, this man is my chosen instrument to take the gospel to the Gentiles and to the nations. Paul encountered praying men. That is why he was a man of prayer. The people you met when you gave your life to Jesus are the ones who determine the course of your destiny. They are the ones who have hindered the course of your spiritual growth. But it is time to be set free. The Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We are brothers in Christ. We are all brothers after our first brother, who is Jesus Christ Himself. Jesus Christ has shown us the pattern of how a man needs to walk with the Spirit of God on this earth. The Bible says, while in the morning, while it was still dark, he will get up and go to a solitary place to pray. Jesus said, he told them a parable that men ought to pray so that they do not faint. My brother, if you're not praying, you're fainting. The moment you stop to pray, you start to faint, because men ought to pray in the spirit. For them to recognize you as a man, they must see you praying. Luke 18, verse 1. Man ought to pray. Prayer is part of your spiritual growth. It's part of your spiritual journey. Jesus showed us, and we read even in Hebrews that he said, while he was on earth, he offered out loud cries to the one who could save him from death. You can imagine the Son of God. He came clothed in mankind. He was a man. He was hungry. He got angry. He struggled. He said, even he himself said that my spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak. And then he has to struggle and say, not my will, but your will be done. In the spiritual journey, you will have to get to the point where you say, not my will, not the things that I want to do, but Lord, your will be done. I can no longer satisfy my flesh. My flesh is weak. I can no longer watch pornography. I can no longer watch movies. I can no longer watch certain things. Yes, because these things feed my flesh, and my flesh is weak. When my flesh is fed, then my spirit is not as strong. But your spirit needs to be strengthened. Your spirit needs to grow. How does your spirit grow? Through the word of God. That is the milk. And also through prayer. It is prayer. It is prayer that makes the difference in the life of the believer. Prayer is the breathing. Is direct communication. And as you pray along, you will pray in the natural. You'll pray using English. You'll pray using your mother tongue. And then God will give you another language. Or you'll pray in tongues. And that is a direct communication to God, spirit to spirit. Because the Spirit of God in you and your spirit are having fellowship. There is a koinonia, there's a mystery of fellowship where there's in your spirit, where your the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. There's that mingling of your spirit and the Spirit of God inside you. That's why Jesus said that, do not look for the kingdom of God. Do not ask, where is it? Where is it? Is it here? Is it there? Because the kingdom of God is within you. It is inside you. When you're asking God for an answer, as you meditate on the word of God, that voice will come from inside you and you will hear God. And let me tell you something, how you can know the voice of God. The voice of God will speak in the voice of your thought. He'll speak in your voice, in your inner man. The Bible tells us that the spirit of man is the candlestick of the Lord, from which he draws out the things from the inward belly. We are told, out of the man's bellies shall flow rivers of living water. You know, those rivers are streams of insight, streams of wisdom, streams of prosperity, streams of healing, streams of prophecy. Anyone who is thirsty, let him come to me and drink, and out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Those living water are the potential, the diverse potential, not just streams, not just small drops of water, but rivers. There is so much that is in you that God has capacity for you. It is just you who has not engaged his spirit. It's just you who has not engaged your new man. It's just you who has not engaged the new creation. You're looking for help in the wrong place. The potential, the same spirit that was on Christ is the same spirit that you have been given. The same spirit. And another thing that Jesus did was that he fasted. You can't just be eating everything that you want and you think that things will be normal. No, fasting silences your flesh. Fasting is not to break God. Fasting is to break you. And another thing that Jesus taught us is love. He said the greatest commandment. Faith works through love. The greatest commandment of this all, if you forget everything else, love. Because when you love your brother, when you love your sister, when you love your wife, when you love your husband, when you love your children, when you love your enemies, when you love those who do not deserve to be loved, when you love those people who have not forgiven you or who have grabbed your land, when you love them, you fulfill all the commandments. That's why Jesus will look at people and say, oh, they are like sheep without a shepherd. They are alone. They are struggling. They are fainting. Anyone without a shepherd is fainting. They are scattered. They are scattered. And Jesus said, oh, how I desire, oh Israel, that I will gather you as a hen gathers his chicks. That is the love of Christ. The greatest law of spiritual growth is love. Love, love, love. And love means forgiveness. Love covers a multitude of sins. And you see, there are two things about love. There is the love that you receive from God. And there is a love that you express to fellow man. When you know God loves you, when you know that God loves you, that you did nothing to deserve salvation, then out of love you can serve him. Out of love you can give. Out of love you can fast. Out of love you can pray. Because you know he's the one that loved you first. Out of love you can obey his commandments. Your path of spiritual growth starts with you receiving Jesus. Your path of spiritual growth then goes to you receiving the pure milk of the word, studying the word of God, growing in the things of God, understanding. Then you engage prayer. Then you engage fasting. Then you engage giving. Then you engage ministry of worship, praise and worship. All these are mysteries that God has given us. These are tools. These are weapons of warfare. The name of Jesus. Oh, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ that sanctifies us and purifies us. And then the anointing that teaches. There's an anointing that teaches. there's a spiritual language of speaking in tongues. There are spiritual senses that God communicates to us. Just like the same way your body does not tell you it's hungry through words, it tells you through signs and feelings and suggestions. There are also spiritual communications that God gives us that inside you feel a stirring. You feel if you're in the wrong place, your spirit will tell you that, get out of here. Danger is coming. That is the spirit of God. That is a spiritual language that he's telling you. That's why he says, unless a man is born again, he cannot see. That see is perception. He cannot perceive the kingdom of God. God helping us, he shall give us another time to learn of him. Let us pray. If you're here, you've not given your life to Jesus, I want to invite you into the spirit life. I want to invite you into spiritual birth, and it's very simple. The Bible says it's a word of faith. You must come to God in faith. You must come believing that everything that I have said is the truth. And what do you believe? You believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross. He died for your sins. He resurrected from the grave, and he's alive, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. Once you believe that, then you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is my Lord. And then you call upon his name and you are saved. So repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you. I thank you for the sacrifice that you paid on the cross of Calvary that paid for my sin. And today I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I receive every blessing that you have paid for me. And I know that I am born again. I am a new creation. Help me to walk in your truth, that I may walk in the light of the truth of the gospel. Teach me your ways. Lead me to the right people who shall show me the truth and guide me as a guardian, as a trustee. I honor you. In Jesus' name I pray and believe. Amen. If you've just said this prayer, you are born again, my brother, my sister, and the life of God is in you. You have received the Zoe, the life of God that will enable you to live the God kind of life. If you've just joined in, I'd appreciate if you tell me where you're watching from. I'm happy to see you, Sheila. Happy to see you, Bundy. Happy to see you, Pastor Cecilia, Wanje, Monica, Denia, just to acknowledge everyone, Pollen, Moga, everyone who's joining, Sylvester, Steve-O, Tina, Isborn, thank you for joining in. Edna, I encourage you to share. Hudson, Malish, I'd encourage you to share this broadcast. Share with anyone who you, everyone, share it as much as possible. This is truth that every believer needs to come to a revelation. I'm going to post it just in a few minutes on my YouTube page, which is called Spirit and Life. Please go there. And there's also so much videos that God has helped me to do there. And it's also going to be the avenue, apart from this, that also YouTube, well, God is going to help us share God's truth, because that Spirit and Life is just John chapter 6, verse 63, that the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So Jesus, the difference between Jesus, who is the last Adam, and Adam. Adam was a living soul. Adam operated from the soul dimension. But Jesus Christ, who is the second Adam, or and also the last Adam, is a life-giving spirit. That means that the same spirit that you've received, you are also a life-giving spirit. That's why nothing dies in your hands. Nothing dies in my hands. Everything that I touch, I speak life to it. That is why even you, as you've listened, you have received life from my communication. Because I have the understanding, I have the revelation that I am also too born after the kind of Christ. Born after Jesus. He's my firstborn. I'm his brother. And since I'm born after his kind, as he is in this now, so am I in this world. Life-giving spirit, receive life.
receive healing, receive your prosperity, receive your answer, receive your breakthrough, receive it. Whatever dead situation that you're facing, receive life. And that life is the life of God. God bless you. Shalom. I love you with the love of Christ. Bye. Until God helps us to meet again, I will let you know if He allows me to speak again. Shalom, spirit and life.